Now, Ask Dr. Love with psychotherapist, author, love and relationship expert, Dr. Jamie Turndorf. For expert advice on love and relationships, you can submit your questions online at AskDrLove.com or call 866-338-9663 during the live broadcast. You can also listen live and download the free show at Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Now, here's Dr. Love.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and it is my pleasure to be with you today. So I have a question for you. Are you ready to receive love? Well, if you said yes, today's guest is just what the doctor ordered. And if you said no, I'm not so sure, today's guest is just what the doctor ordered. I'm so excited to be inviting back to the show Mira Kelly. She's a world-renowned expert on past life regression and the best-selling author of Beyond Past Lives. Mira facilitates workshops, retreats, individual consultations, and speaks around the world promoting the healing and enlightening benefits of past life regression. Mira grew up in Bulgaria, where at the age of 13, she had her own powerful regression experience. With great courage and trust in her heart, Mira followed her intuition and came to the United States to go to college. Following her graduation from law school, Mira practiced as a corporate and securities attorney at a large firm in New York City. A painful physical condition led her to rediscover the instantaneous emotional and physical healing available through regression, and now she assists people in transforming their own lives in this same way. So stories about Mira's sessions are included in Wishes Fulfilled by Wayne Dyer and Miracles Happen by Brian Weiss, MD. And she has also, of course, been featured on Oprah.com. So without further ado, I want to say hello and have you meet Mira Kelly. Are you here?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. It's so good to be with you again.
I always love having you. I have this feeling towards you that you're a dear sister. And just such a lovely soul. And
thank you. I love our conversation.
I do, too. And I was talking with your assistant, Tamara, and she says your work has taken a new turn lately. You've been thinking about and talking about living your purpose, which she said is the title of your next book, and also allowing love to enter your life.
Yeah, there have been these two beautiful new areas of development in my work, and one had outgrown the purpose branch of my work has outgrown out of my own experience of having been a corporate attorney and making the transition from law to doing past life regression and serving people through this incredible healing modality. And the allowing love aspect of my work has grown out of my own personal growth. Yes. And also the experiences other people have shared through regression and the joint effort we have made in healing them and bringing them to new places of love.
It's so wonderful because what you're describing is that you are always evolving. And as you evolve and grow and shed another layer, another block, another, you know, piece of armor, you bring that evolution to your work.
Absolutely. And, you know, that is really the greatest joy to share with people, to tell them, listen, this is, I'm just as human as you are. In other words, I too have so many challenges, but this is how I overcame it. And I got to tell you, I'm here to bring you that inspiration, that light, to tell you, you can do it too. I believe in you. And you know, it becomes a global growth, something that we all share and move towards.
Absolutely. We're all here to hold each other's hands and help each other. I mean, I say we have only one purpose in life, and that is to resolve the blocks to loving ourselves and loving others fully. There's nothing else that we're here to do.
It's so beautifully said. I love how beautifully you put it.
Oh, and the thing that I find so lovely about you, Mira, is that you have such a gentle and non-judgmental nature. So I understand why people feel safe to reveal their own brokenness or flaws or weaknesses, because you are so human. You say, I've been there too. I've had the same struggle. You
Thank you.
know?
Thank you for seeing that about me.
I
I
do see that.
thank
I
you.
love that about you. And you know, it's so funny because to make the transition that you made from corporate attorney to past life regression expert and really a healing coach, it couldn't be more different. I was just thinking, because I have this zany, sick sense of humor, I was thinking it would be like a gynecologist going into plumbing or something. But it's even more different than that. It's even more different. So tell everybody how you discovered your purpose, because it's such a remarkable act, really, of self-love. As you were healing yourself and finding self-love, you found your purpose.
Absolutely. Purpose always shows up for us in all these unexpected, beautiful, easy, and effortless ways. But we're busy doing other things usually, right? So we don't necessarily notice it. And the same happened for me. I was 13 years old when I came across past life regression, and I had a very beautiful experience doing past life regression. So, I had the opportunity of learning about the process and experiencing a tremendous understanding and healing and growth through that. And then later on, as you can imagine, a 13 life takes over, and there's other things to do. And then later on, I was already working as a corporate and securities attorney, and I had developed a very painful physical condition,
That was in your
where,
jaw. That was where you had the jaw issue. Yeah.
absolutely. It was an inflammation of the muscles of the jaw. And after a whole year of looking to heal it through everything that my dentist was suggesting, nothing was working out. And so I was given the option of either having an operation that involved breaking my jaw, or learning to live with chronic pain for the rest of my life. And neither seemed like a plausible option, right? And so it was in that moment of desperation that I remembered the regression I did as a little girl, and I decided to reach out to that modality again and see if it can help me. And lo and behold, it did in a profound way, because I experienced a past life where I saw myself as this big, tall, strong man who was a slave. And I had this metal collar around my neck where a chain was attached to. And this metal collar was so, it was not well put together. And so it was always rubbing against his jaw. And the same place where it was rubbing his jaw was also the main place where my pain spot was as Mira in this life. And I have to tell you, after this experience, there was a lot of cathartic emotions in me. And the next morning, I woke up, and the pain was completely gone.
It's a miracle.
It really, absolutely, that's exactly what my dentist called it too. And from then on, I was so convinced, right, because I have experienced it for myself, of the healing power of this work, that I wanted to share it with people. I wanted to assist them and facilitate this process for them. And just so that we speak about this for our listeners who are not even familiar with what past life regression is. It is a process that allows people to connect with other lifetimes that they have lived, and we do it for the purpose of emotional and physical healing. It's a very gentle, very easy process, much like meditation, yet the results people get out of it are extraordinary.
So basically, what we're talking about is when you have an emotional or a physical sticking point that is not moving for you through traditional means, through talking or any kind of therapies, physical therapies or medical interventions, you're saying that there's probably some kind of remnant from a past life that is still affecting you energetically.
And I'm encouraging people to connect and use this tool to clear and release and heal. Because what happens is during a regression, we connect with another lifetime where in that lifetime we were going through similar challenges, similar difficulties, right?
Let's take a break, Mira. Hold this point because I want to come back to it. It's so important. Let me take a quick break and we'll be back in a moment on Ask Dr. Love Radio.
Ask Dr. Love is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every Wednesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, a.k.a. Ask Dr. Love, is a psychotherapist, author, love and relationship expert who offers advice and answers to your questions. Hear about Dr. Love's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique that enables you to reconnect and make peace with a loved one. Visit AskDrLove.com to search thousands of Dr. Love's relationship advice columns or submit a question to her free advice column. Take advantage of this unique opportunity. You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. AskDrLove.com is the web's premier relationship advice site since 1995. Visit AskDrLove.com to search thousands of Dr. Love's relationship advice columns or submit a question to her free advice column. Don't be shy. Dr. Turndorf wants to help you. So take advantage of this unique opportunity to get a personal answer from one of today's most respected experts. This show is for you, the listener. So if you have a question for her, call in during the live show broadcast or catch the show every Wednesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Time on DreamVision7Radio.com. Now, back to Dr. Love.
Hello again, and welcome back to Ask Dr. Love Radio. You know, I just realized that my commercial message says call in, but the number, I don't hear the number listed. I'm going to ask my engineer to put the number through the dialogue box, and then we're going to have to revise this commercial because how do you know what number to call through? So anyway, I'm talking with my wonderful guest, Mira Kelly. Okay, my engineer, he pays attention. 800-930-2819. That's the live call-in number, 1-800-930-2819. And Mira and I are happy to take your calls. All right, so we were talking with Mira Kelly about the question of whether you're ready to receive love. Are you living your life's purpose? All these weighty topics. Mira, before we took the break, you were describing the healing power of a past life regression.
It's really very beautiful, and it's really astounding. And what I shared as a story of my own healing is really nothing extraordinary, right? Because I see it every day with people I work with. Mm-hmm. So that's why I want to encourage people, after being intrigued here during our conversation, to just reach out and look into it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, it sounds like, from the way you describe the experience, that you don't need someone else to do the regression for you, that you did it for yourself.
Absolutely. So I facilitate workshops for people. I work with clients one-on-one. But because there's so many more people wanting to work with me, I also offer recordings. So it's just as easy for people to get one of my MP3s and do a regression and try it out for themselves at home.
Right. So the thing is, how do you know, oh, I'm a candidate for regression? What would be the signs?
Any challenge that you're going through, anything that is on your mind, be it a relationship issue, be it a financial situation, be it a challenge with what is my purpose? What do I do with my life? Be it a question about your health. In other words, anything.
Anything. Yeah. And if I would think, too, if you feel stuck.
Oh,
If it's not flowing the way you want, that's a really good sign that, maybe something's hanging on from before, right?
And you can definitely use regression in very powerful, transformative, and healing ways. Because as I mentioned, the mind sees the big picture, right? The big story of who you are, of your lifetimes, of your soul story. And then you say, you know what? But this is a different life. I can do things differently. I can make new choices. I feel empowered. And because the mind is on board, a tremendous change happens.
Absolutely neat. You know, it's funny because I actually went to a shaman once, and in her own trance state, she came out of it and she said to me, it was really horrendous. She came out and she said that in a past life, I was a slave lord and I was horrible to my slaves, and I beat them and I abused them and I raped them. And she said, and that's why you do only good in this life to, you know, clear your karma. So I told my husband Jean what she said. Now, you know, Jean was for most of his life one of the most famous Jesuit priests, right? And I tell him this, and he goes, Jamie, with this French accent, that's bouche. And then he that, Vera.
What a beautiful story. It gave us a good laugh. And by the way, your impersonation of French accent is so
It
brilliant.
is so crazy because let me tell you, when I would imitate Jean, he would say to me, but Jimmy, why are you talking that way? I don't sound like that. I swear to God. But seriously, folks, so what is the story with that thing that she told me?
You know, when I guide people through the process of regression, I actually have them for themselves experience the stories of other lifetimes. In other words, I'm not somebody who tells you this is who you were and this is what happens. And the benefit of that is that the person knows for themselves, they experience the emotions, they experience the lesson, they feel how it connects to who they are today. And I don't know about the validity of what she shared, right? I have no way of knowing, right? Only if we do a regression, we'll be able to dip in
Okay,
and
Mira,
see
we've
what
got to do one, and you've got to clear this up for me once and for all.
But let me tell you what I think. When a soul is looking to experience a lesson, you don't really learn from only one point of view, right? You need a balanced approach. You need to both love and abandon and be abandoned and take care of others and selflessly serve and be in a place of need so that somebody else can come and offer you love and you receive it. In other words, it's like a 360 degree learning, right? Not just from one point of view. In lifetimes, we do things that are, unpleasant, and yet in other lifetimes, we're all about love. So you know what? If I were you, I would just take that as a fun story, just like you and I talked now and
And
there.
just
And
do
from
what
then
Jean
on,
said, it's bush.
exactly. And from then on, stay firmly grounded in who you are today, right? You're
Yeah.
liquid love. You're amazing. You're such a beam of light and source of inspiration for the world. And that's
I'm
it. That's
making up
all
for
there
being a
needs to
slave
be.
driver before. It's so great hanging with you. So
Thank you.
let's talk about how can you use past life regression to find your life purpose?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's actually the question I hear most often from my clients, because we all feel the need to express our talents, our gifts. We all desire that sense of fulfillment and meaning, and for us to matter and impact the world. And so, when people come to me, I use past life regression to for them to understand, for one, what is their purpose, right? For them to see the bigger picture of their gifts and talents, and to start acknowledging them and see how they have used them in other lifetimes. But also, the second way I use regression when it comes to purpose is to clear what is holding back the person. Because sometimes they say, you know what, Mira, I feel that I'm meant to be an actress. I love acting. I love being a healer. I love baking cookies. And yet, this is the block that I'm experiencing. This is what's coming up as fear. So we take that and we work through it and we clear it. Because, you know, living your purpose is about integrating more of yourself. It's about ever growing and serving in bigger ways, which naturally means that you have to integrate those fears and those limiting beliefs and the challenges that come up. And past regression is a fabulous and very easy process to do that.
And you're saying that a lot of times the fears and the blocks come from past lives.
And you can use regression to release them, most definitely.
Right. So when you talk about finding purpose, a lot of times people will say, but I don't even know what I want to do. I actually have a patient now who never really developed. From the time she was young, she really felt crushed and sat upon. And so even now as a 55, 56-year-old woman, she still doesn't know what she wants to be when she grows up.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So how does that work with
you? You know, there's actually a very simple answer to that. I want to give people the answer right off the bat. The answer is your purpose is to be yourself 100% of the time, fully and completely. Right? Such a profoundly simple answer.
Isn't it the truth? It's you know, I always say be yourself. Because everybody else is taken.
True, very true.
Right.
But also, you know, here's the thing. In its simplicity, this is where the challenge becomes, you know, for us. But what do we do with this, right? Because we usually think of purpose as a job description. We think of it as a career path. And no, your purpose is bigger than that. Your purpose is the channeling of your essence, of your energy into physical reality. And some days, so let's give you as an example, right? Some days you do radio interviews. Some days you write books. Some days you talk to clients. Some days you connect with people and you simply share the message that is in your heart. In other words, every day there is a different expression of your purpose. Mm-hmm. Yet in everything you do, you channel your soul. You channel your essence. So I want to encourage people to start thinking of their purpose not as a job title, but more of this is who I am, and everything in life is allowing me to reveal more of myself and serve the world with who I am.
You know, a lot of times, Mira, I think I agree with that so much. And I think often our deepest purpose comes out of our deepest wound, because that is so true for me. You know, I was born 3 months early. I weighed 2 pounds. I spent the first 3 months alone in a preemie nursery. And a psychic I know said that your calling to connect souls was born then because you didn't want other people to suffer the pain of disconnection that you were feeling.
Yeah.
So I do believe that our passion comes out of our pain. I'm going to take a brief break. I'm going to be back with you in a moment on Ask Dr. Love Radio.
Ask Dr. Love is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every Wednesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, a.k.a. Ask Dr. Love, is a psychotherapist, author, love and relationship expert who offers advice and answers to your questions. Hear about Dr. Love's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique that enables you to reconnect and make peace with a loved one. Visit AskDrLove.com to search thousands of Dr. Love's relationship advice columns or submit a question to her free advice column. Take advantage of this unique opportunity.
You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you yearn to get along better with your life partner or spouse, friends, family members, or even coworkers, Dr. Turndorf's Hay House book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, Dr. Love's 10 Simple Steps to Cooling Conflict and Rekindling Your Relationship, shows you how to turn conflict into connection for a lifetime of lasting love. Find out more about this book at AskDrLove.com. This is Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. This show is for you, the listener, and Dr. Love wants to hear from you. You can submit your questions at AskDrLove.com. Or if you're listening in real time, you can speak to Dr. Turndorf live by calling 866-338-9663. To listen live and download the free archive show, go to DreamVision7Radio.com. You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. Once again, here's Dr. Love.
Welcome back to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and I'm talking with my beloved Mira Kelly, the wonderful past life regressionist and best-selling author of Beyond Past Lives. So, Mira, before during the break, we were talking about something, and I said, I want us to talk a bit more about this, because I said, you just radiate joy. And then we riffed out on that it's connected to when you're following your purpose, you have joy.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. So I was telling you how I have this formula for purpose, right? For living life. And the formula goes like this. In every moment, do what excites you to the best of your abilities without any expectations.
Oh, and, I love it.
And it's a simple formula. It's I really live by it every moment. And the more you focus on joy, the more you focus on excitement, the more you look for what fills your soul, naturally the more you notice it, the more you live it, the more comes your way, and it's this circle that is just absolutely extraordinary.
Now, it's very interesting because one of my patients last night had returned from a 1 week silent retreat, and it was all meditation. And he said he went through an absolute breakdown when the meditation leader said that you cannot have any kind of passion about anything. They were talking about this total detachment. So the things that you love, the things that you're passionate about, you have to detach from that too. So because in the practice of detachment, you also detach from your pain and your suffering. So this is in a way opposite of what you're talking about, because you're really talking about find that passion.
Yes.
Live that joy. Live that. Don't live like, you know, I am in an om state, you know.
Yes. And I want to tell you why I encourage people to look for that joy in everything. And when I say everything, I mean, do I choose now, does it feel more joyful to drink a cup of tea or go for a walk or talk to my friend or sit down and clean my closet? You know, whatever it is that feels right and whatever feels and speaks to you. And the reason why I encourage people to focus on joy is because it's that energy of their soul that is coming through and saying, this is aligned with your essence. This is your truth. This vibrationally is you. This is going to, bring you to more of you. So by the doing of it, you're aligning with yourself. So that's why looking for that joy is so critical, right? Because we've been talking about purpose being the expression of your essence. So it just naturally flows out of you.
Mm-hmm. And the joy, you know, the fact of it being joyful and effortless are two good clues that you're following your purpose.
Oh yes, effortlessness. It's these days one of my favorite words, right? Because everything in life could be effortless. You just need to look for that effortlessness. And whenever you come to blocks and the sense of anxiety and stickiness, you just study it and you see the beliefs, what is holding you back, what is the thought pattern behind it, and you release it. And again, you go back to effortlessness. Because when you feel effortlessness, you're truly in a state of grace, in a state of divine.
That's when you know it's flowing the way it's supposed to flow, when it feels joyful and effortless. But you also said something so important, which is surrender the outcome. Because what if you're doing what feels joyful and effortless, but the goals that you hope to achieve are not achieved? Does that mean that you are still not following your soul's purpose? You should give up because it's not successful, let's say in a material sense. How do you deal with that?
Surrender is a very interesting thing, isn't it? Because we usually surrender when we have tried everything else, when our mind has come up with all these plans and nothing works. So we say, okay, God, I tried everything. You take over because I give up. But I want to encourage people to surrender from the get-go, right? For it to be the first thing as opposed to the last thing. Be it the first thing, because when you say, I surrender, I trust, you're really opening up and saying, guide me, guide me. I'm feeling this call. This feels authentic. This desire to be put into action feels good. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it to the best of my abilities. I'm not going to hold back, right? I'm just really going to go for it. And the outcome, you guide me to the outcome. I have this desire of doing these things, achieving these things, getting to this, being able to have this. But what I really want is the feeling behind it, right? This feeling of the fulfillment, joy, ease, love, grace, all these beautiful feelings. So I'm not going to hold on to how it looks. I'm just going to say, I'm going to have my feeling fulfilled, and I'm going to allow for the rest to fill in and come into place.
I love that, because it's sort of, I don't know how it's going to happen. I'm just going to get out of the way and let it be fulfilled. I'm not going to try to drive the bus.
Exactly.
You know, I know what I want. Now, that doesn't mean I'm not taking action. You know, I'm not just sitting here and expecting it to fall from the sky. I take action, but even it's a kind of duality. Even in my action, I'm surrendering at the same time.
Because I'm taking the action for the joy of it, right? Because when you take it for the joy of it, it doesn't feel useless, right? It doesn't feel like, oh, so what was the point of that? Instead, it feels fun, you know? In other words, right now, you and I are having this conversation because it's fun. We're not doing this because of something else, right? Because of the number of books we're going to sell, or the more people will get to hear about us. No, it's about this is fun, and what comes out of it, we leave to the divine, right?
It's so great. It's so great, because actually, when you take all that extra baggage off. Just because people get so caught up with, well, I don't know how it's going to happen, and I have to have this outcome, and you start trying to control and manhandle the outcome, it is not fun. It's not fun at all.
Right. And I tell people, enlightenment is about lighting up, right? As you were saying, just let go of the baggage. Let's have fun. Let's laugh some more. And let's look for that effortless feeling. Everything else will figure itself out. Life loves you. Everything is always working out.
and sometimes it may not work out the way you think it should work out, but it's working out the way God, the universe, whatever, you know, that is the way the universe is telling you it's supposed to work out.
Yeah.
So now let's talk a little bit, because I know this is a big part of your work as well, that you're moving into allowing love into your life and overcoming the blocks to allowing love. So let's talk more.
Absolutely. You know, we are unconditionally loved by the divine, profoundly, profoundly loved. And that love comes with support. That love comes with giving us everything we desire in order to create the reality we're looking for. But in our free will, we have the ability to hold ourselves back from that love. We have the ability to say, I'm not good enough, I'm not deserving enough, I'm not worthy enough. So ultimately, we are keeping ourselves from all the abundance and blessings of the world. And so when we talk about love, we're not just talking about the romantic experience, that beautiful connection with another soul. We're also talking about the world coming and saying to us, here's the abundance you're looking for in food, in housing, in clothing, in money, in friends, in opportunities, in anything you can imagine. So allowing love is that deeper sense of surrender and saying, I'm worthy. And how much love can I take? How much goodness can I take?
And it's abundance.
Right.
You're really talking about abundance. It's almost sounding synonymous with abundance.
Yeah. And the more you open up, the more is there for us.
It's, you know, I always think about the 23rd Psalm, Mira, and the section, He prepareth a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. And I always pay attention to that, because that 23rd Psalm passage isn't, I have to make the table, I have to scrub the table, I have to make, he prepareth it for me. And that is an example of the abundance and the richness that is waiting for you. Just sit down, allow yourself to be fed.
Oh, what a good passage. I love that. And truthfully, that is who we are. We are that deserving. We are that loved. We are that supported. But it is us who are keeping ourselves away from it.
It's so, so true. And you know, I want to speak about one point as to why we repel love, the receiving of love. And since we're going to have to take a break, because this is a little bit elaborate, I think I'm going to talk about it as soon as we come back on Ask Dr. Love Radio. Be back in a moment.
Ask Dr. Love is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every Wednesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, a.k.a. Ask Dr. Love, is a psychotherapist, author, love and relationship expert who offers advice and answers to your questions. Hear about Dr. Love's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique that enables you to reconnect and make peace with a loved one. Visit AskDrLove.com to search thousands of Dr. Love's relationship advice columns or submit a question to her free advice column. Take advantage of this unique opportunity.
You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you or someone you know has lost a loved one, Dr. Turndorf's best-selling Hay House book, Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased, presents her groundbreaking new transdimensional grief therapy method, which offers the first vehicle in history for reconnecting and making peace with the deceased. Sign up for Dr. Love's free newsletter at AskDrLove.com and receive an exciting gift. A free excerpt of Love Never Dies. Now, back to Dr. Love.
Hello again, and welcome back to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm talking with my beloved Mira Kelly. Can you tell how much fun we're having? She's so great. Besides being a world-renowned expert on past life regression and the best-selling author of Beyond Past Lives, Mira really walks the walk. She lives in total joy. She lives love. So, Mira, I said that I wanted to talk more about why we block love. And I was about to mention something that came up. I did this 6-part video series with Harville Hendricks and Helen LaKelly Hunt. And, you know, Harville wrote the book, Getting the Love You Want, Keeping the Love You Find. That huge, you know, he's considered like the Sigmund Freud of our era. So Harville and I were talking in this video, and he said that he did a research with all of his clients about why you push away love. Why do you reject love? Why do you create a fight when you're getting along so that you can alienate your partner and get space? And he said that every single person said the same thing, because I am so afraid to have love and then have it ripped from me that I would rather just keep it away from me altogether, because it's sort of like the pain of having it and then falling from grace feels worse than just living in this wasteland and never having it.
Because we are afraid that we are not worthy of it, right? We are not worthy enough to keep it. We are not worthy enough to have that continue in our lives. And that's really at its core the reason why we are so afraid of receiving and opening up and allowing love. That sense of, I'm not deserving. I've got nothing special going on here. Why would I deserve something so amazing and so extraordinary and so deeply desired and yearned for? And so that's really at its core the challenge that we are all facing, to really open up to our own worthiness and start claiming it. Because here's the truth, the undeniable truth. We wouldn't be here if the divine didn't consider us worthy of our existence. In other words, when our souls were created, God knew what God was doing. You know, the divine didn't say, oh, let me put together some spare parts just in case I need another Henry or another Mary, you know. The divine was thinking, I feel within me this desire for expression. There's a lack within me. I need for something to come into existence and create worlds from this unique perspective, with these talents, with these gifts. In other words, all that is felt within itself, that it is not all that is. And that knowledge and that awareness was translated into the creation of your soul. And so even from the get-go, you were so unconditionally loved. Your value was seen. Your worth was seen. You were seen as the most beloved child of the universe. And it's in its unconditional love for you, the divine, in order for you to fulfill the purpose of being fully yourself and creating experiences in universes and the divine knowing more of itself through you, it had to give you free will, right? And because of that free will, we have the ability to deny our worthiness. We have the ability to devalue ourselves. So really, ultimately, it's up to us to claim that we're worthy. In other words, no amount of doing will ever earn you the prize that you're worthy of love. And no amount of chasing after love or trying to prove yourself will get you there. No amount of looking for the right partner, you know, going from a relationship to a relationship to a relationship, will get you to feel that sense of being seen and being treasured. I mean, it might be momentarily there for a second, right, in the newness of the relationship. In that moment of excitement and an extraordinary connection of like, wow, aren't you amazing? But then they cannot sustain it for us, because no matter how much they love us and see us and tell us we are treasured, if we don't feel it, those words are never going to get to us.
It's so true. It's so, so true. You know, you remember the story I told you when we were together in October about my own journey to complete self-love? Do you remember?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
That is something that I tell again and again and again, because it is, you know, I am Dr. Love, and it's so easy to love everybody else, and I have this amazingly loving husband for 27 years, but deep inside, I didn't have enough self-love, because I had two parents that beat me down physically, beat me down mentally, always tearing me down, and their voices were just in my head, tearing down my feeling of confidence and self-love. It was like an internal poison or a snake that kept biting me and putting venom in me. And in spite of all my husband's love pouring onto me, it never succeeded in eradicating their voices. And after my husband left his body, when he was stung by the bee, and I was so desperate to finally master this, to get rid of these voices, and I went to my professional group with all the top analysts, and I said, what am I going to do? And they all said, you've got to scream louder and let our voice scream your parents' voices into submission. But that never, never worked for me. It never worked for any of my patients.
Yeah.
So I come home, and I'm begging Jean, please help me, please help me. And suddenly, Mira, you know, he appears to me as the embodiment of love. He takes my face in his hands and he turns me toward him in the light. And he says, listen, listen, listen to me. Let my love enter you. And it was in that moment that I realized, so long as he lived in a human body, his love was impeded. But now that he was not in his body, the energy of his soul and his love for me could fully enter me unimpeded, because he was freed from the vessel of his body. And in that moment, his love for me became my self-love. He penetrated every cell of my body, and I was healed. And that's when I realized that our fast track to self-love is reconnect with our loved ones in spirit.
So beautiful, so inspiring.
I know. And it and I see it again and again. You know, they are just here to love us, to help us fulfill our soul's purpose, to overcome the blocks to loving ourselves fully. And then when we allow their love to fully penetrate us unimpeded, because they're freed from the vessel of their body, now we become an overflowing well of love that we can then bring that love to the world so effortlessly and so joyfully.
So beautiful. And that's really the path of opening up and showing up in the world in ever more profound ways, serving your purpose, loving your family in ever bigger ways, being there for your friends, showing up at work as that beam of light that is leading the community.
That is you, Mira.
Thank you.
Mira, I want everybody to know how to find you. And I want you to talk also about, because you have a lot of wonderful new products, you know? Mm-hmm. So we have a couple of minutes left. So I want you to just take the mic and really tell everybody all about your new products and how to find you.
Absolutely. The best place to go is my website. It's mirakelley.com, MIRAKELLEY.com. And if the conversation on allowing love is interesting to you, you can look into my 21-day love program or into my CD on allowing love. If you just want to go for a regression and experience that for yourself, you can most definitely do that with one of my MP3s or work with me. And of course, definitely looking to my work on purpose and see if I can guide you through living your purpose. And another place you can dive into my work is, of course, my trust meditation. It's something you can download as a free gift and in a very easy place to jump into the work.
I jump into everything you do because what radiates is in your voice. It's just your love. So just reach out to Mira and be wrapped in the arms of love. She embodies the love of God. We know this about you, Mira.
Thank you.
It's so wonderful having you again. So you just come back. The door is always open to you. You just come back whenever
you want. I definitely will. Thank you.
Alrighty. We'll see you soon. Take care.
This has been Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. Visit Dr. Turndorf at AskDrLove.com. Follow her on Twitter at AskDrLove and on Facebook at / AskDrLove.